News Talk 1620 WTAW. This week, the Boone College Board of Trustees got a look at the conceptual drawings of what the new West Bryan campus will look like. 95 acres purchased earlier this year at FM 2818 and Leonard Road. You can see two videos and a slideshow online at WTAW.com. Might want to do it now as I begin visiting with Boone's Associate Communications Director, Richard Bray.
Absolutely. On Tuesday night, Kirksey Architecture came out and presented the preliminary draft of the master plan for the new Bryan campus to our Board of Trustees. The master plan is about 60% done, and they're planning to present the final completed version to the board for approval at the November meeting. But at this point, they just wanted to give the board an update on the progress and get some feedback, allow them to ask some questions, and get a little bit more guidance as we work toward November and the very quick schedule that we have planned ahead of us to get this campus up and running in time for fall 2017. So ultimately, as most people know, this is a campus that will be complementary to our Villa Maria campus. We're going to continue to teach students, continue to conduct our business on the Villa Maria campus. This will be an additional campus that we hope will one day serve as many as 15,000 students. Right now, we're dividing it into phases, and phase one of the project is what we're looking to complete in time for fall 2017 in order to get students on campus and begin teaching classes on campus. So we looked at phase one a little bit on Tuesday. That would include an academic building with 18 classrooms and 8 labs and would serve about 2,500 students. And it would also include what they're calling an amenity building that would include basically everything you need except for classrooms and labs. Office space, student leisure space, student study space, those sorts of things. So Kirksey sat down, talked to us a little bit about it. They showed us some images. They're definitely very interested in taking advantage of the natural beauty of the site. We've got 95 acres there on the campus site at the corner of Leonard Road and FM 2818, and they are looking to take advantage of everything from the natural flora and wildlife that's there on the site to 3 campus ponds that are actually pre-existing and that we would incorporate into the campus design.
Let me have you go back to some of the questions that the trustees had.
Well, they just kind of wanted to get a feel for how the plans were going, how the natural landscape can be utilized in the campus. They talked a little bit about the time frame, how they were going to incorporate environmental factors, how they were going to incorporate the on-campus water flow into the campus design. So there really weren't a large number of questions asked, but it gave them a really good opportunity to see where we are in the process right now.
And then between now and November, what's going to happen?
They will continue with the master planning. They're going to do a lot more finalization in terms of what the buildings are going to look like. They're going to ask for board input and continue to work with faculty, staff, administrators to finalize not only what the buildings look like, but also how we're going to use the buildings, especially with some of the phase one portion of the project. We're going to want to determine what kind of academic programs we're going to incorporate into the building. Right now, we know we're looking to expand our science, technology, engineering, math, ultimately our workforce and health science programs on the campus. And, you know, you also have to take into consideration if you're adding science technology classes, those students are also going to need their engineering. They're going to need their English and their history classes. And we want to minimize as much as possible the travel between campuses. So it's one thing if a student's taking a course on the Bryan West campus on Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, and they're on the Villa Maria campus on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But as much as possible, we want to prevent them from having to travel between campuses within a single day.
And I want to give the shout-out to those who created and produced the videos and the slideshow that you have provided us, because it really gives an outstanding visual of what could be developed out on the New West campus.
Absolutely. Kirksey Architecture and SWA Facility Programming have done a great job of drawing some stuff up and giving us an opportunity to visualize the future of this project. And I can tell you the board and everybody here at Blinn is really excited about this project and what it means for Bryan College Station and what it means for our college.
Anything else that I've missed that we need to point out at this stage of the process?
I just want to reiterate that everything we've got right now is a preliminary draft, and so obviously anything can change between now and November, but we feel like we've got a great start. We're all really excited about the project. We've been really excited about the project, but it's really special when you get the opportunity to see what this can look like. It just adds to that excitement. It makes it feel a little bit more concrete.
Thanks to Richard Bray at Blinn College for the background information. Again, on our website, WTAW.com, you can see two videos and a slideshow that was presented this week to the Blinn Board of Trustees. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.